Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Today, we're speaking about why showing up is so important and how you can take advantage of everything that you do when you are present in the moment, when you show up and you learn and present yourself where others can see and learn from you. It's difficult to show up, yet the importance behind it is even more important. So today we're talking about why showing up is so important and why you should never stop showing up for yourself and why you should find a way to show up when times get tough, when life get difficult and situations get overwhelming. So today I'm going to speak about showing up. And if this is your first time here, make sure you subscribe, make sure you like, and comment when something resonates with you. Comment below and let me know when something resonates with you and really connects with you. Because today we're talking about the importance of showing up and why you can start growing and doing it for yourself. So Let me write it on the board. For those of you that's listening to the podcast, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the channel and just be tuned for daily content, daily videos that's coming out that can help you become the best version of yourself in business, in personal development, in marketing. Today, we're talking about personal developing because you have to show up for yourself. You have to show up when life gets difficult. You have to show up when you don't even know what you are showing up to. But the best thing that can ever happen is you showing up for yourself in every situation. Let me write it on my board. Hold on. Let me write it on my board. So that way y'all can actually see what I'm talking about. Show up. Show up. And so how this topic came across my mind was the fact that today I actually did a pitch competition. It was kind of like a pitch competition. It was more so of, it was a speak-off, but you're pitching yourself, and so you have to share your story. As you're sharing your story, you have to connect with the audience and explain what you do, and really explain it in a way where it's simple, it can connect, and others can hear your message. And so as I'm showing up for the pitch, before I even start doing the pitch and having a conversation, I was nervous to even start doing it. See, I was nervous to even share what the business idea that I have. I was nervous to do it, but I still wanted to show up. I still wanted to communicate what I wanted to deliver in a way where it can connect with others, where others can see what I'm talking about, where others can really resonate with what's at hand. And so when I showed up, I was nervous. I was extremely nervous. I'm just sitting down, just waiting for it to start. As I'm waiting for it to start, I'm getting nervous. I'm breathing hard. I'm trying to control my breathing. I'm trying to control what I'm thinking. I'm trying not to overthink the process. And even though I'm showing up, I'm nervous behind the scenes. I'm nervous as I'm showing up, because as I'm showing up, I do not know what to expect. And so the first lesson I want to talk about is that it's okay to be nervous. No. When you show up, you will be nervous. That's what I want to say. Nervous is a part of showing up. Being nervous is good. That's what I'm gonna say. Being nervous, NERVUS is good. Is good. Being nervous is good. So being nervous is good because you're showing up when you are not for sure on how it's going to go. I'm saying how the event, how the delivery, how the message is going to come about. So as I'm showing up, creating videos, posting, and communicating through online, I have to know that the message that I'm putting out is something that I want to do, something that I'm comfortable sharing it with. And even though I go through the phase, Trey say facts. Even though we all have some type of nervousness in us, we have to know that it's okay to be nervous. Being good is nervous because it shows that you care. It shows that you are determined. It shows that you are willing to put yourself out there because you are showing up. And so as I was in the, like, sitting right here waiting to go and deliver my talk, deliver my speech, deliver my pitch, I was thinking about different ways that I was going to deliver it. And so I'm writing it down. One thing that I have trouble with is remembering what I've written down. I wrote down a lot of things. Let me see if I can show you. Hold on. Let me see. I also take a lot of notes. Whenever the coaching's going on, I take a lot of notes. Right here. I don't know if you can see this. Forgive me for my handwriting, but fill out the whole page and just, you know, trying to figure out and get my thoughts onto paper to see if it actually makes sense on how it can come out. And so as I was writing it, I'm really thinking about what do I want to deliver? What do I want to say? And what do I want to lead the audience with? And what's the purpose behind me pitching this? And so when I'm trying to figure out how I want to show up, what's the first thing I'm going to say? What's the first thing I'm going to deliver? I know I want to make an impact right off top, but how can I connect with the audience in a way where others can see? There's a fly in this joint. Dang, where it go? Can you see it? There you go. But how can I connect with the audience in a way where others can understand what I'm saying in the most simplest way? So being nervous is good because when I was sitting there, I was writing down what I was going to say, and my heart is beating fast. I feel like that my heart is going to burst out my chest as hard as my heart was beating. I was just really thinking and really trying to concentrate on what I need to say and how can I go about saying it. So to be nervous, I want to look up the definition of nervousness because we all have nerves. We all have some type of things that we get nervous about. But to understand the meaning behind it, that's even more special because we can understand what it is. Nervous system. The body's primary communication. Nope. I'm just going to put nervous definition. In psychology, there we go. Nervousness definition is a state of relentless tension and emotionality characterized by trembling. By trembling, you're talking about shaking, feelings of apprehensiveness or other signs of anxiety or fear. To have nervousness is to be and have anxiety of something that's going to take place. So when you're showing up, you having nerves, your nerves is all over the place. You're shaking, but you're shaking in a way where others can't see it. You're the only one shaking because you're nervous. I was nervous. And even though I was nervous, I was breathing heavily. I was breathing heavily because I was trying to figure out what I wanted to say. How can I say about what I wanted to deliver in a way that's going to make sense? In a way where others can understand it, in a way where it's so simple, because I made it clear for others to understand what I'm talking about. And so when I learned and really was preparing myself, I was telling myself it's okay to feel what you're feeling. It's okay to be nervous. It's okay to have anxiety. It's okay to be breathing heavily. And because when the moment get ready, when the opportunity present itself, you showing up is going to help you deliver in a way because of the preparations you did behind the scenes. The breathing control, the way you control your anxiety, the way you control the way and what you are saying. Yes, we have a lot of thoughts in our mind. Like many of you, I have a lot of thoughts in my mind. And at the same time, I have to learn how to control the thoughts that I'm thinking about in a way that will help me grow in life, that will help me control my anxiety. See, being nervous is just saying, I'm showing up. And as I'm showing up, it's okay for me to feel the way that I'm feeling. Oftentimes in society, with social media and the way the world is going, it's a problem for a man to feel some type of way. In reality, there's no problem for a man to be nervous. There's no problem for a man to be and have emotions. There's no problem for a man to express himself. Because we all go through different emotions. We all experience different emotions. Now, women, on the other hand, they have more emotions or more hormones. And even at the same time, it's the same concept because everyone has some type of nervousness in them. Everyone has some type of worriness, some type of anxiety. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. You can get nervous. You can get nervous when you're showing up. Because think about you showing up and you don't even know what's going on in a way that's going to help you in life. It's going to help you understand that you're here and you're here because of your growth. You're here because you decided to be present. You are here because you're showing up for yourself. See, when you show up, you're showing up for yourself. Because now as you're showing up for yourself, you have to be okay with being nervous. That's the second point I want. That's the sub point, sub-SUB point I want to hit on is show up. And then right here, I'm going to put for yourself. For yourself. Show for yourself. There we go. Yeah. There we go. Show up for yourself. And the reason why you want to show up for yourself. Oh, I just saw this. Trey, I appreciate it, dog. He said, I'm proud of you. I appreciate it, dog. The reason why you would like to show up for yourself, or the reason why it's important to show up for yourself, is because you are the only one that can change and accomplish anything that you put your mind to. Anything that you have a desire for, anything that you have a thought for, you are the only one that can do it. You are the only one that can accomplish it. You are the only one that can achieve it. Because as much information is out there, the information does nothing if we don't apply it for ourselves. So you can read as many books as you would like. I remember in 2022, I read 22 books because it was the year 2022. I read 22 different books. And that was about real estate. Different authors, different titles, different books. It was about real estate. And I committed to myself to show up and read all these books. And what I struggled with was not showing up to do the work so I can develop more in life. And so showing up really takes a commitment. Because as I'm sitting here getting ready for my pitch competition or for the pitch competition, I know I have to do my best. And as I'm doing my best, I have to continue to show up. Even though I have anxiety, even though I'm nervous, even though I'm overthinking everything, that is absolutely okay. That is absolutely okay to feel what you are feeling, to identify what you are feeling. It's not the end of the world. And even though it's not the end of the world, it's here to make you better. It's here to show that you can be better. And so when I was able to deliver my pitch, my presentation, my speech, it wasn't necessarily a speech, but when it was my turn to go, I spoke. I spoke for 60 seconds. You have to pitch your business or pitch what you do within 60 seconds. And I did that. And I pitched. And it went good. And I stopped short. I was supposed to continue to speak for 60 seconds, but I did it for 45 seconds. And how I know this, because they gave us like feedback after we got done. My feedback is just like, it's criticism, but it's criticism that can help you be better. So it gave us feedback. And once they gave us feedback, I wasn't nervous no more. Because as I was doing and communicating, I was comfortable speaking. It was getting to the speaking part that made it overwhelming. It was getting to the speaking that made it more nervous. It was getting there. It was getting to talk that made me overthink everything. So the feedback that she gave me, she was like, "You are a good communicator. It sounds like you are an educator. The way you explain things is straight to the point and it's simple. And people can understand it." I'm like, "Well, I appreciate it." This strategy is called positive reinforcement. You have to give positive first. You have to give positive feedback first before you reinforce or give a feedback that can help them be better. So they can be more open and accepting to the advice that you can give. And so the advice that she gave me, she was like, "Well, the way you started off, you started off with the win, with your win. Start and change in a different way. Like, put your win towards the end of your pitch. So that way people can see your progression as you're talking within 60 seconds. And then she was like, "Also, you stop within 15 seconds. You had, I'm sorry, yeah, you stop within 45 seconds. You have 15 seconds left. So just stretch your pitch out just a little bit more just so it can be over or be close to 60 seconds. And so when I was writing the notes, and I said, okay, I appreciate it. I showed up for myself. At the time, I showed up for myself to pitch myself and to pitch what I do and to pitch how I go about doing it, how I can go about doing it. Needed to hear this, love, brother. I'm out. All right, dog. And even though I have to be okay with how I'm showing up, what I'm saying matters because it matters the most at the moment. I remember I was learning business a couple months ago, and as I'm in this business course with Action Zone, I'm in this course, and the first thing that they say is that there is no wrong answers. It's only the right answer at the moment that you understand it. And so, no, that's not even the one I wanted to say. I apologize. What I wanted to say was that I heard this guy named Dr. Russ. He's a phenomenal entrepreneur. This guy named Dr. Russ, he said he wrote his speech out, and as he was writing his speech, he was presenting it to a group called Toastmasters. A Toastmasters is a group that help you communicate, speak, and speak publicly better. And so as he was delivering his speech, the one that he had memorized, he went down, looked at it, and practiced it every single day. And so as he was practicing every single day, he wanted to memorize everything that he wrote. And so as he got up and delivered his speech, delivered his talk, delivered everything that he was speaking about, towards the end, he said, "God, dog it, I wanted to say that one thing, but I forgot to say it. God, dog it, I didn't say how I wanted to. But I couldn't think of it." And then he said this himself. He said, "Sometimes when you are giving speech, not even sometimes, all the time when you're giving speech, the thing and the information that come out at the time that's presented is the thing that the information that the individuals needed to hear. Even though sometimes you might forget something that you would like to say, that you would like to hit on. At the moment, the best thing that come out is the thing that come out at that moment." So that's the next one I want to hit on, is the best comes when you show up. The best comes when you show up. When you show up. There we go. When you show up, that's you. When you show up. For those of you that's listening, I just wrote on the board, and the best comes when you show up. That's what I just wrote on the board. And so the reason why that's so important when you show up for yourself is that you have to learn that you're not going to be perfect at everything, yet your best get displayed as you show up for yourself. As you show up for the work, as you do the work, because the work is something that's going to help you get better over time. It's going to help you be a better presenter, a better communicator. Because what happened to a lot of people is that even though you're nervous, even though you have anxiety, even though you're overthinking everything, that is absolutely okay. And see, it's absolutely okay because there's more to come. There's more that can come from here because you're doing your best. When you're showing up, you're doing your best. And so we was in the pitch competition, and we was listening to other speakers. We was listening to other pitches. We was listening to other deliveries. And as we was listening to it, everyone has a different story. Everyone has a different format. Everyone has a different point and reason that they would like to share, because it gives and deliver value in their best way. So their best way is showing it on a display to strangers to see and learn more about their story. My story came out the best that I could do at the time, because the preparation that I had was very minimal. It was more so of I did the practice pitch, and then once I did the practice pitch, I got feedback to improve. As I got the feedback, I'm like, okay, let me try to change it. Let me actually start doing what she just said, and I did. And it made me feel better because that was my best. It made me feel and not second guess what I was doing, because my best came out when it needed to come out, when it needed to be present, when it needed to be delivered. Reason being, because the best comes when you show up for yourself. And you get better over time. You get better as life progresses. You get better throughout the process, because the process is here to show you that you are on the right path. How do you know when you're on the right path? Because you're constantly putting yourself out there. You're constantly finding ways to learn from, because as you're learning from it, you're able to grow into something that's great, into something that's phenomenal, to something that's special. See, when you show up and show up for yourself, you have to know that you're doing the best that you can do. See, self-doubt is real. Because as you're showing up, how do you know when you're doing the right thing? How do you know when what you are doing is paying off to others and others is hearing and listening to you? How do you know that? How do you understand that? How do you see that? How can you see something like that? See, from my understanding, that you see things in a way when they are ready to be delivered, when they are ready to be seen, right? When they are ready to be understood, because you're putting yourself out there to find what you are looking for. And even though you think you know what you are looking for, you have no idea, because what's coming for you is going to make you better to become the best that you can be. And see, the reason why that is so important is because when you show up, you are learning on the job. You are learning for the process. You are learning as you are growing. Reason being, because when you learn a new skill, when you learn new information, when you learn something that you're not familiar with, the thing that you're not familiar with is preparing you to even be the best. You see, when you show up and have anxiety and be nervous and overthink everything, you're in the right place. You're in the right place for the right moment, because you're able to identify what you would like to do in a way that's going to help you grow and be the best that you can be. How do I know this? Because showing up has many lessons, but I'm only covering a few today. I'm only covering three lessons today. And the reason being, because when you show up, you recognize that there's more to come. You recognize that you can do better, you can be better next time. You can do better and be better in a way that can help you grow in life, in a way that can help prepare you in life. See, it's so important to recognize that the path that you are on is your path, and it doesn't have to be pursued by yourself. Reason being, because there are people around us that have experienced similar things, similar goals, similar tasks, similar experiences that we can learn from, that we can grow from, that we can actually identify that this lesson or this observation that we have for the next person, how can it help us? How can it help us? And see, the strength comes from starting and showing up. Not even starting. The strength comes from showing up, because as you're showing up, you're starting. You're learning. You're growing. One thing that stops a lot of people from reaching their goals, reaching their potential, is the knowledge. It's the education, it's the implementation. And when you implement your thoughts, when you implement your ideas, you're showing up in a way where others can see your growth, where others can see and learn from you, where others would like to be around you, because you're constantly being around yourself. And see, the reason why that's so important, because oftentimes what stops a lot of people is just showing up. How do you show up when life is hard? How do you be present when life is being like it, when life is life? How and why is it even important? You see, it's important because it helps you show up in a way that helps you be consistent. That helps you identify what path you are on and recognize that you are on the right path. See, your path is like no other because your path is only yours. That was hard. Your path is like somebody else, but what I just said, that was crazy. You know what I mean? So being nervous is good because there's a process behind everything that everyone has to go through in order to talk themselves out of being nervous, in order to talk themselves out of having anxiety and control how they are delivering. And see, when you control how you're delivering, something can come from this. The way you communicate is improving because others see that you can do what you are speaking about. You can be more than you can become because you show up. See, Tom Brady is my favorite football player, and he showed up for over 20-plus years. He even retired, and he came back from retirement and won the Super Bowl because he showed up. See, one thing that I admire about people that show up is that they don't stop showing up. Even though Tom Brady is retired, he's constantly in commercials. He's constantly doing deals. He's constantly doing business. He's constantly showing up because he's growing over time. I saw this video with Tom Brady. It said that in his first 10 years as a pro football player, he made more money his second After 10 years, he made more money after that because he kept showing up. He kept doing the work. He kept winning. When you show up, there's something that can happen. First, you have to show up for yourself. And then you show up for others. Because when you're able to show up for yourself and recognize the importance behind it, you're able to grow in a way that can help you in life. Showing up takes effort. Showing up takes commitment. Showing up takes dedication. And oftentimes being dedicated to the process is so hard because it's so challenging. It's so overwhelming because I'm nervous about it. I have anxiety about it. I'm worried about it. See, when you show up, you understand that something is here for you. I'm showing up on live every day at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time because I'm showing up for myself first. I have a mental commitment to show up and do a live every single day because I want to get better. I want to improve. I want to grow. I want to strengthen my knowledge and strengthen the way I'm presenting and communicating. And in order to get better, I have to show up. I have to show up for myself before I can show up for others. And since I'm showing up for myself first, now others see the growth. Now others can hear the growth. Now others can feel the growth because they want to be attached to someone that's growing and that's constantly showing up. See, being nervous is good because it shows that you are committed. It shows that you are connected to the process because the process is going to help you in life. And not just help you in life, it can put you in a better situation. It can put you in a better, more situation. I don't know if that's the correct terminology. It can position you correctly because you're showing up. See, I went to this event before I left California, and it was an event with a lot of people that's making a lot of money. And I wasn't supposed to be in that room because I wasn't making a lot of money. I was barely even making it. I was living paycheck to paycheck, trying to figure out how to do what I would like to do and go about achieving it. I'm trying to figure it out, and the people that's in the room was trying to figure it out as well. They're just trying to figure out at different levels. And see, when I got in this room, I didn't know everyone was trying to figure out something for themselves in a different way. See, I was nervous when I was in this room. I was nervous because I didn't know what to expect being in this room. I was nervous because I had anxiety. I was nervous because I didn't know what I got myself into. And see, even though I was nervous, it means that I was in the right place. Reason being because I was able to communicate with this one guy. I'm in his mastermind or his community with Pace Morby. And he asked me, Who are you going to do business with? I said, do business. I said, what you talking about? I'm like, I'm not even, what are you talking about? I'm like, I don't know. Who are you going to do business with? I'm like, at the time, I have no idea because I'm just here. I'm just soaking in the moment. I'm just present and grateful to even be here. And as I'm soaking in the moment, I'm learning more that there's opportunity around us. And until we are prepared to seize the opportunity, we will miss the opportunity because we are not ready to do business. We are not ready to do business. And I want to look up the definition of business because we have to understand these words. We have to understand this terminology. See, the reason behind everything, the reason behind knowledge and Google and technology and books is the fact that it's easy to look up. It's easy to search. Business definition. It is a person's regular occupation, profession, or trade. It says a person's regular occupation, profession, or trade. And the next one is the practice of making one's living by engaging in commerce. The reason why I just want to look that up is because there's work that has to be done when the definition of the words is defined. Now we have a better understanding of what we are looking for and how it can help us in the way where we can show up for ourselves. Where we can show up for ourselves and be aware of what's around us. Be aware of it. Because as we are being aware of different opportunities, different situations, different outcomes, we're showing up for ourselves. We're showing up for ourselves because you are the most important person there is. And until you show up for yourself, you have to recognize that it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be challenging because the best lessons comes from you being challenged. The best opportunity comes from you being pushed. The best opportunity comes from you learning. And see why this is so important is because the best comes when you show up for yourself. The best has yet to come because you're showing up. And you constantly improve. You constantly grow. You constantly develop. I thought about this plant analogy. I know it's hard to keep plants up healthy. And so the plant, when the plant or the seed get planted in the ground, in the soil, in the dirt, it goes from a seed to a stem. And as the stem is growing underneath grass, it's building the foundation because the seed is growing in a way where people don't see the development. People don't see and understand what this seed is going through in order to develop and what it can become. And so as it's growing the roots, as it's growing on the ground, as it's growing in a way where people don't see, when it starts to grow a leaf, that's when people start to see that they're doing something good. That's when they start to see the growth because the growth is peeking through the ground. And see, as the growth is peeking through the ground, as the stem is peeking through the ground, oftentimes some people just forget to keep watering and taking care of it. Oftentimes people forget to take care of what they have been doing in the beginning in order to get the stem to show up above ground. And see, even though you can take care of the seed, you can take care of the soil, you just have to be aware that it takes time for you to do that. And so over time, the seed is growing. As the seed is growing, you start to see what this seed can become. This seed is now an apple tree. This seed is now a peach tree. This seed is now a mango tree. Why? Because the seed was taken care of. The seed is your talent, and your talent is something that has to be taken care of. The reason being because you have to show up, and as you're showing up, you have to learn that there's a process behind everything. You have to take care of your seed. You have to take care of your talent. You have to take care of your skills because your skills and it's being developed over time because it's showing you that you can be the best that you can be. Why is this important? Because oftentimes it's our environment that stops our roots from growing underneath us. It's us not showing up that stops us from growing and develop more than we think. It's us not adapting and learning new information that stops our growth, because our growth is so unaligned with ourselves. So to show up, you have to do the impossible in order to be what the best can do. I was watching this. We was watching this. This track movie or this track documentary, and what I hate, I forgot their names. I'm about to look their names up now. First off, Shakiri. I think her name is I think I'm pronouncing it correctly. If I'm not, I'm about to look that up. Pronunciation, Shakiri. Of course, there's a link. There we go. Shakiri. Let me see. Shakiri Richardson. And so we're watching this video, we're watching this documentary of Shakiri Richardson and a couple other track personnel or athletes. And I'm just seeing, like, she's at the top of her game because she's doing the work behind the scenes. She's training, she's practicing, she's focusing, she's showing up. And she, and every race that she was in, she got better. She got better with each individual race. How do you get better with each individual race? You just continue to show up. And so as Shakiri Richardson is showing up, she's showing why she's the best. She's showing the works and the roots that was being planted on the ground from the seed, because she was taking care of her talent. She's taking care of her body. She's taking care of herself because she's doing the work that no one sees, will understand, or even recognizes. How do you become the best when the best has yet to be discovered? You have to continue to do the work that got you there in the first place. You have to continue to show up in a way where others are not familiar with showing up with, or showing up how, or showing up by, that will give you an advantage over time. That will give you a better situation for yourself, because you are showing up for yourself. You are showing up for the process, for the grind, for the work. And see, when you show up for yourself, just know you can. It's okay to be nervous. When you're nervous and in your mind, you're able to see that what you are doing, you're doing the right thing. And as you're doing the right thing, you're getting prepared for your success. You're getting prepared for the door to be open. You're getting prepared to accomplish what you have been thinking about accomplishing. And once you understand that being nervous is okay, for you to be the best, you have to do it for yourself. And it goes back to both of them. The best comes when you show up, and you have to show up for yourself at first. And so the reason why I just drew that arrow right there is because when you show up for yourself, you're not worried about or asking permission from others, because you're doing the best that's good for you. You're doing the best that's good for you, because what's good for you is not good for everybody else. What's good for you is it works for you. See, oftentimes we have to stop getting permission to be our best. We have to stop seeking validation, because we have to do the impossible when no one is there. As we continue to show up for ourselves, the work that we are doing, the work that we are involved in, it gets improved over time. I'm a big fan of Shakiri Richardson because she's constantly breaking records. She's constantly showing up. She's constantly doing the work. You cannot be the best if you're not willing to do the work. You cannot grow if you're not willing to show up. You cannot develop if you're not doing it for yourself. And see, the reason why that's so important, the reason why I'm a fan of the work of what goes on behind the scenes, is because a lot of people don't understand what goes on behind the scenes. And it's so important, it's so valuable to recognize that the information that gets displayed to you, or the knowledge that you seek, or the opportunities that you hold on to, they're there because you are showing up. And when you show up, something can happen for you. Something can happen to you. Something can happen and help you develop over time. You see, one thing that I've learned to do is just continue to show up for myself. So the gym is something that's very valuable because it helps you do something that's going to get you better over time. And so when I was in high school, of course, we had to train. When I was playing football in high school, we had to train. We had to lift weights. We had to run. We had to condition. We had to stay in shape because we're playing sports. So then after I graduated high school and then go to college, I'm not as in shape as I need to be because now I wasn't showing up for myself. Now the team that was around me is no longer around me. Now I have to figure out how to show up for myself. So I didn't really take the gym as serious as I did in high school because in high school, there was people around me that can encourage me even more. There was people around me that sees the potential. There was people around me that's going through the same pain, that's going through the same struggle. So it became a little bit more difficult when I got out of high school. And so as I was in college, I didn't go to the gym as much. Then I go to the military. So as I'm in the military, I'm learning more about what to do, how to stay in shape a little bit. I didn't go to the gym as often as I did back in high school because the purpose and the goal was different. I wasn't doing it for myself. I was doing it because I had to. I was doing it because I had to. See, there's a difference between when you have to do something and when you're doing it for yourself. When you're doing it for yourself, you're more encouraged to do it. You're more inclined to do it for you because you understand what can come from this. But when you do it for others, it's not yourself. Now there's a disconnect because you're not doing it for yourself. And so when I understood, when I learned that there's a disconnect, but what is the disconnect? The disconnect is that I'm not doing it for myself. So as I got out the military, as I got out the Marine Corps, I start going to the gym for myself. I start doing the work for myself. Now, when you're active, when you're doing things, when you're actively doing things, something can come from it. You can get better over time. You can get healthy or you can get hurt. The first thing that we as individuals think about is us getting hurt. So when you show up, an outcome is presented. Last one I want to hit on is that an outcome is presented. Outcome is presented. You see, our outcome is presented is because when there's an action, there's a reaction. When there's a reaction, it's because of an action was taken. Let's look up the definition of action. So action... Action definition is, let me share my screen. Action definition, the fact or process of doing something typically to achieve an aim. Reaction, let's look up reaction. Reaction definition. And it is an action performed or a feeling experienced in response. Look at that word, response, to a situation or event. So when you show up, there's a reaction that's going to take place. I don't know how this topic even came about, or not topic, but how that just came about. It is very interesting because when I was in high school, when I was in college, I didn't really like science. I didn't really enjoy science. I didn't really fully understand it for me to like it. And so as I'm taking the classes and I'm taking the information, I'm looking and learning about it. I'm not that great at it, but I'm passing. I'm passing. I don't need to make an A. I just need to pass. It's always been my motto. I just need to pass. And I've always struggled with science. And then as I continue to grow and learn, develop over time, I learned that everything that we do is some form of science in life. Everything that we do is some form of science in life. And the reason why that is so important is because oftentimes when you are doing something, you are waiting for a reaction. When I'm making videos, I'm waiting for a reaction. When I'm working out, I'm looking for a reaction. When I'm speaking and communicating, I'm looking for a reaction. See, a reaction can appear differently, just depends on what you are doing. See, I didn't understand when I showed up for myself that I would learn all these things that I'm learning today. And by things, I'm saying information that's valuable for me at the time that I need to learn them. At the moment that I need to learn them, at the situation that's helping me understand them. And see, the reason why that's incredibly important is because it helps you grow and develop over time. You can get better when you do better, and when you do better, you have to keep showing up. See, everything that you do, there's an outcome. Oftentimes, we just miss the lesson because we're not seeking a reaction. We're not looking for something that could be reactive. Reason being, because our outcome is not in front of us. When you show up, you don't discover the answer as soon as you arrive. When you're taking a test, you don't know if you pass unless you sit down, take the test, go through the answers, go through the questions, and take the test. You get your reaction or the result after you get done taking the test. And the outcome will be something that you have done. The outcome will be something that encourages you. The outcome is something that inspires you. Reason being, because when you show up, you learn more than you think. When you show up, you do more than you expect. When you show up, you identify that you are on the right path. See, your path is here to help you. Your path is here to guide you. Your path is here to demonstrate that you are doing the right thing at the moment and time that is presented. And when you recognize that you're doing the right thing for yourself, now you can achieve the opportunities that you like to have for yourself. Because there's a process behind everything. There's moments behind everything. There's strategies behind everything. So when you're showing up, it's okay. Learn that it's okay to be nervous. It's okay to have nervous, anxiety, overwhelming thoughts. It's absolutely okay because it's not the end of the world. And even though you're nervous, just know that you're doing it for yourself. Because when you're doing it for yourself, you're able to show up in a way that will help you be better over time. That will help improve you more than you think. And as you're improving over time, just know that the best comes when you show up. Every time you show up in a different location, every time you're present in a certain situation, you're showing up in a way and your best is coming out because it's the best that you can do at this moment. The reason why that's important is because the outcome is presented. Everything you do has an outcome. Everything that you say has a reaction. Everything that you think has an outcome. Reason being, because when you do things, the law of attraction is when you do something good is going to come back to you. When you do something great is going to come back to you. Just like when you do something bad will come back to you. It's the law of attraction. Law of attraction is not biased toward good or bad. When you're doing good, you get good. When you're doing bad, you get bad. It's not the fact that the universe or the world or God is against you. It's the fact that the law, what you are attracting matters the most. Who you are attracting matters the most. And it matters the most because it helps you be in a better place that can help you grow and develop over time. So if you enjoyed and got value from this, make sure you share this with a friend that's struggling with showing up for themselves because they would like to show up for other people. And leave in the comments your biggest takeaway from showing up for yourself and why it's important for you to do it for yourself. And if you got value from this, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you subscribe and leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this video. I appreciate y'all, and I'll see y'all tomorrow.